President Trump said today his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un might actually go ahead as planned.
No, we'll see what happens. It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it. We'd like to do it. We're going to see what happens.
Trump pulled out of the summit yesterday after a senior North Korean official called Vice President Mike Pence a political dummy. And Trump, who likes to boast about his negotiating skills, also said today everybody plays games. The tone from North Korea is also warmer. The country issued a statement today saying it's willing to give the U.S. time and opportunities to reconsider talks at any time in any format. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, 24 hours ago is a very different story. Tell us, what do you think is going on here?
What a difference a day makes. Right, right. You know, we started out actually on Wednesday with that very long press conference that President Trump had with President Moon from South Korea. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that press conference was the president selling the goods, saying, you know, North Korea, if you sign on to this, you're going to be a big winner, and really pitching this deal. And certainly nothing that would have led us to anticipate that less than 24 hours later we'd get a letter canceling the deal and then conflicting explanations as to why. Was it because they couldn't communicate with him? Was it because they said mean things? You know, what's going on here? Not sure. And then the North Koreans, a lot of folks thought, well, if they play the North Korean book like they normally do, they're going to do something. They're going to respond to this because they did all this stuff, right? They blew up the tunnel. They did that 24 hours before.
Right.
They blew up the tunnel. They released the detainees.
Right.
They had a moratorium on testing. And then it looked like they were going to get stuck holding the bag. But they gave a very tempered response. And then the president responded positively. So I think, at least for 24 hours, it's back on.
Well, what do you think North Korea is thinking right now, if there's a way of knowing that, given the fact that, as you said, they already did a lot of things their side of the bargain. They released the detainees and everything.
I know. You know, I think here's what I sense walking away from this, you know, having been sort of gone from one extreme to the other and doubting myself. I think what this displays is that it makes quite evident that both countries do want to negotiate, right? The president repeatedly said that in the letter. He said it in his tweets. He keeps saying it, and that's the look and feel of the thing. And it's clear that the North Koreans, since they put down a down payment on all this, they want to do it too. So conclusion one, both sides are motivated. Excellent news. Conclusion two, gosh, this seems like a pretty rocky start for two players who want to negotiate. They can't even figure out how to talk to each other and have avoided this thing to begin with. So, yeah, it makes you, you know, it certainly points to the need for greater preparation and experienced hands who are in that process, who know North Korea and have had experience negotiating with North Korea.
At this point, President Trump now has a history of pulling out of things, pulling out of the Iran deal, pulling out of the Paris Agreement, pulling out of the TPP. We've also got a new player on his team, John Bolton, the new national security advisor, very hawkish on North Korea. How much influence do you think he's having here, Bolton?
I mean, it's very hard to say. It's, you know, you would guess that if you sort of change roughly the advisors around a person, then that should change, you know, to some degree, the sorts of results that you get. But I think Trump is his own man. I think Bolton will try to whisper in his ear. But the president seems to me very much emotionally attached to this idea of doing a big agreement. Mm. I think he wants this. And I think if Bolton tries to shoot it down or undermine him, he's the one that might suffer the axe. So I think he's going to have to play that quite carefully.
How do you think all of this is playing in Seoul, in Tokyo, and in Beijing?
Well, I'm sure the South Koreans, you know, because we didn't consult with our friends or our enemies when we did this, this was just a shock to them. I can't imagine what it was like in the Blue House. I'm guessing there was some shouting. But, you know, President Moon is a pretty steady guy, one foot in front of the other sort of guy. And so he didn't comment in a way that inflamed the situation, which
was
good.
But he wants this.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah, right. You know, he's probably looking around saying, what just happened? But that was a hiccup, and I'm guessing, it's just a prediction, but I'm guessing this will get back on track.
And what about in China? How do you think this played with President Xi?
Yeah, I don't know whether they were seriously concerned or laughing or what.
But probably not alerted to it beforehand, you don't
think?
Well,
no. I mean, if we didn't tell it would be a crime if we didn't tell South Korea and we told China instead. That would be a terrible faux pas, I would think. You should at least inform our own allies, the ones who's on our team. So I'm guessing no one really knew, and it was a surprise. I think China is definitely in favor of the talk, so they welcome. They probably this was news that was not originally welcomed, but now that things look better, I'm sure they are somewhat relieved.
Jim Walsh, Here and Now security analyst with MIT Securities Program. That is The View this Friday. We'll see what happens next week. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.